Episode 279, How to Have a Great Fall.
It's the David Triggs Show. This is the podcast where you can get spiritual power and personal development for everyday life. It's gozo for the whole family, jamba juice for the soul, your daily dose of gozo.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Trigg Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV, where we are going gozo. What? The weather's got you down. The brakes in your car, they don't even seem to work anymore. But you're looking at your wallet at that waistline, wondering, man, what is going on? Don't worry, my dear gozo friend. Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. Let's spend the next few minutes talking about grace, talking about joy, talking about God, talking about gozo today in the Trigg Podcast of Joy, your daily dose of gozo. I want to talk to you about it's time to get back to the basics. So today is Monday, August the 6th. Welcome to this brand new week. And for many of you, this is the beginning of the fall. It could be that you're going back to work if you're in education. My wife is in education. She is a vice principal. And so today, even though the kids aren't back yet, today is her first day of the fall, getting everything ready. It might be that your kids are back to school today, or maybe they started last week, or maybe it's going to be in a couple of weeks. But obviously, this is that time of the year. You're going to the store, you're getting all the pencils. If you have small kids, our children are teens, so life is different for us. But we remember this is a time to get backpacks and clothes and probably ordering some books online, etc., or just simply going through all of the routines of getting back to school, or end of the summer parties, or end of the summer bummers, as we call them. We're going to actually have a little get together, I believe it's this Friday, with our young people to celebrate and to send them off to the fall and to pray for each other. But I thought that we should today talk about the basics, because it is time to get back to the basics. Anytime that we begin something new, we need to remember our values. And so I want to go over five values that are very important for all of us to keep, to hold on to remember, and to make sure that we prioritize. Number one, and I think it's the most important, it's the value of prayer and devotion. So, you know, these days it's very popular and kind of, I guess, new agey to talk about meditation, gratitude, and mindset. And I'm not against that. I think that those words for us that follow Jesus are words that we really can use to talk about our prayer time, our time in God's Word. I love church. I love going to church. Obviously, as you know, I'm a pastor. I love speaking. I love singing. I love being with people. But there's nothing that replaces my own time in prayer and my own time with God in His Word. Or it could be in nature. It could be at the ocean. It could be that you do that while you work. You know, everyone has a different way to spend time with God. Now, for me, the hardest thing is to pray. To pray as a devotional or as a spiritual discipline. Of course, I mean, I pray for people and I'm always thinking of how I want God to bless someone or heal someone, but that's different than devotional prayer. Devotional prayer is about listening. It's about trusting. It's not about I'm sick or I'm even praying for my church or for my wife or for myself. Prayer is about listening. It's about obedience. It's about resting in Christ. It's about knowing that He is good, and that only comes when you spend time with someone. Every morning, as I've said many times, I spend time with my wife. We have coffee time, and we commune. We talk about what we're feeling or where our days are going. Make sure that you find that rhythm once again this fall. Number two, speaking of relationships, make sure that you're spending time with your wife, your friends, your parents, with the relationships in your life that matter most. Number two, relationships. As I said, without that time alone with my wife every morning, we would feel disconnected. Even though we're obviously in the same house, we sleep in the same bed, we have very similar routines, That one-on-one time every morning, what we call coffee time, is crucial to our intimacy and to our oneness. It may be that there's someone that you've been missing. Maybe you haven't seen them at church lately, or a coworker that you really enjoy that you haven't spent time with this summer. Even though the fall is super busy and there's a lot to do, prioritize friendships, relationships. Every one of us needs human interaction. So make sure that you spend time with people that you enjoy. Who are those people? What do they enjoy doing? What do you do that you can invite them into? Perhaps host a party, maybe have a back-to-school night when you pray for each other, or where you simply go out to the movies and you just kind of take a break from all the madness. Number two, relationships. Let's move on. Number three is the value of fitness and nutrition. Fitness and nutrition. Yes, it's not yet the New Year's resolution time. And I know that summer's over, so that summer bod, well, it came and went. Can you say go so bell? But it doesn't mean that this is the time to just forget about your fitness. You still have August, September, October, November, December. You still have 5 solid months of nutrition and weight loss or of fitness. 5 months, let's say you want to lose weight, which is all of us, right? I want to lose 10 pounds. That's 2 pounds a month. That's very doable from all that I've studied and I've experienced it myself in the past. Even maybe 3 is healthy. So if you want to lose, let's say 15 pounds, let's just call it 3 pounds a month, right? I mean, that means that by December 31st, you could be down. I'm about 225. I could be down to 210 and maybe even whatever, 205. I mean, that is a significant improvement in my look and how we feel and in the things that we want to wear in our health, of course. So spend time now. So, for example, for me, right after I'm done with this, I'm going to go for my power walk, or I might even lift some weights, or I might do some boxing. Make sure that every day, I would say 5 or 6 days a week, every week for the rest of your life, commit to fitness. Go back to that gym. Go on that run. If you like swimming or tennis, or if you're more of someone who likes lifting weights, get back on the horse. If something that you've been doing no longer works, you might have physical problems, or you're just bored, or your membership ran out, whatever. Find a new rhythm that you love. The key to fitness, I'm a fitness expert wannabe. I've done it for many years. The key to fitness is doing something that you love to do. Something that you love to do. Now, when it comes to nutrition, my plan is very simple. 5 days a week, or at least 4, I have a Kea bowl. Is that what they're called? I'm not hipster like all these kids today. Whatever those amazing yogurt and who knows what else is in there, granola bowls, and they're like $9. I mean, goodness, can someone make me one for 2? But I have one of those every morning, and then I have a power bar for, quote, lunch. And then at about 3 o'clock when I leave work, or 4, then I go to a flame broiler and I get one of those healthy chicken bowls with brown rice and vegetables, and maybe I'll have water. And I'll have water throughout the whole day, of course, at least, I don't know, whatever, 3 or 4 of those big, whatever they call those cool water things, flasks, whatever, hydros. There you go, hydros. I told you I'm not cool. And so that's my nutrition plan. Now, the weekends is when it goes south for me, and I'm trying to understand what I can do because I work the weekends, and that's when I want to maybe give myself a break. So I need to figure out, but anyway, that's me. You and I, you need to figure out what your fitness and nutrition plan is. So that's number 3. Number 4 is it comes down to career and education. Career and educational goals. So I actually had a dream about this last night, now that I think of it. I think I dreamed, I'm working on my second, 10th master's degree, and I think I had a dream that I was 2 classes away. I think I'm more like 5 classes away from this master's. But the point is that even like my body, my mind was already telling me now that August is here, that it's time to focus, right? And finish your educational goals or your career goals. Evaluate. Are you doing all that you can to succeed at work? I'm not going to say to you, okay, are you making money? Are you needing to leave? Do you hate your boss? I mean, that is just low-level thinking. Instead, ask yourself, are you growing yourself? Not that anybody's teaching you anything. Are you asking people questions? Are you looking for feedback? Are you asking for mentorship? Are you challenging yourself in new ways on your own? You and I already know what our problems are, and this is an area of passion for me, as you can tell. Go so bell, because it's something that I think about a lot. We already know what you're weak in and what your strengths are. Are you maximizing, meaning doing more of your strengths, more of what you love, and are you asking for help in the areas of weakness? Are you growing, watching YouTube videos, reading, listening to the Daily Dose of Goso here with David Trigg? Are you challenging yourself versus complaining or wanting a new job or better hours or better pay? Stop thinking like a low-level person. Instead, go higher and think about productivity, about challenges, about adventure, about growth, and all the rest will take care of itself. So that is number four. And then when it comes to education, I guess just to wrap that up, think about your goals. You might already have a master's or PhD, or you might be a high school dropout. What can you do to educate your mind by reading books, as Ty Lopez says, or by going to the library, or heck, who goes to the library? To Amazon or online, listening to audiobooks, ebooks, whatever it is. You're not a reader? Well, maybe you can, as I said, listen to audiobooks. You can listen to podcasts. You can listen to sermons. Whatever your interest is, grow. Grow and keep growing. As I say, leaders are readers. Leaders are learners. All that stuff is true. And then lastly, make sure that you make room for fun and adventure. That's my favorite one. Just because it's fall, what do they say? If Johnny has no fun, then Johnny's not happy. I'm terrible at joke telling, I'm telling you. Whatever that phrase is, you get the point. Have fun. Go out in an adventure with God, with life. Stop complaining. So what do you do for fun? Are you a musician? Are you a creative? Do you like to paint? Are you someone who enjoys going out with friends? Stop focusing on all that you don't have. You don't have money, your job, your hours, blah, blah, blah. Do what you love. For me, it's music. And so even just this last weekend, I'm getting ready to record my second CD. It's been 5 years and I've written a bunch of songs since then. And so I'm getting all of the right gear and just my mind and my instruments, everything in place to do something I love to do, which is music. What do you love to do? Just because it's busy and blah, 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 doesn't mean that you can't have fun. Are you someone who enjoys going out a lot? I love going out and eating by myself or with friends, going out to movies, obviously spending time with my wife, making sure that we are enjoying life, doing whatever we enjoy doing. Mostly we like to go to movies and like to eat, or we like to stay home and be together. So do the things that you love with the people that you love. And if you are more of an introvert or if you like being always with others, make sure you have a balance. Don't spend all day by yourself and don't always bother everyone with all of your ideas. Make sure that you get your hands dirty, as they say. Maybe build, I don't know, something. I remember times where I would, our kids were younger, I would build a bird feeder for them, and I would just go in the back and look for some old wood and 2x4s and nails and glue and rope, and I would build a bird feeder instead of buying one for $10 at the local pet store. That's not the point. It's not about being practical. It's about having fun, about doing things that you love to do, going on an adventure with God and with your life. Enjoy your life. Maybe this fall, yeah, you can't, quote, go to the beach anymore. I don't know. Of course you can. But do things that you love, even if you're busier, even if you have more work, more responsibilities, and you're doing 80 things in 80 minutes. Enjoy your life. Do you love exercise? Do whatever you enjoy doing. Go on an adventure with God, and you will surely, surely have what we call here a life of joy, a life of gozo. By the way, before I go, make sure that you sign up for my membership site. You go to davidtrigg.com/membership if you would like to receive my monthly coaching through video courses. and through, of course, these podcasts, but I do some more elaborate ones, as well as daily devotions that are different than what I do here. They're more in-depth, they're more personal. You can go to davidtree.com/membership and sign up there. It's very, very inexpensive, and it will be a huge, huge support to you and your family. And then also, this is just free. Email me and let me know how this podcast is touching your life. If you have any, perhaps, ideas of topics that you'd like for me to talk about, and make sure that you do that at trig@davidtrigg.com, trig@davidtrigg.com. Email me if you want to say, hey, I'm listening, here I am. If I see you every day, then of course you don't have to email me, you can just text me. But if maybe you're someone who I don't know, or I haven't seen in a long time, or you're from my previous lives, you know, email me, trig@davidtrigg.com, and just say, hey, hello, yo, what's up? Just say, hey, I'm listening, thank you for what you're doing. I really, really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you. I want to thank you, by the way, speaking of that, for listening. We have about 1,400 downloads in the last year or so. So it's a podcast that is slowly growing, and I know that many of you are faithful listeners. You might be, as I said, friends of mine, people that I know, people that I see regularly. Whoever you are, even if you're my mom, I want you to write me an email, trig@davidtrigg.com, or sign up for my membership site so we can stay connected. Thank you again, everybody. As I said, have a great rest of this fall. I will see you tomorrow on the Daily Dose of Gozo, the Trig Podcast of Joy and Gozo TV. I will see you next time. Adios.
Thank you for listening to the David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.